Hi, I'm Harlot Fever. I'm one of three organizers for a great upcoming event called Sexploratorium 2 as a part of It Elixir Productions.
My name is Jay Black, and I'm also one of the organizers.
What is the event? Tell us about it.
It's a similar format to our first event, and that looks like three workshops throughout the day, and then an erotic party in the evening to explore the ideas of the day.
Our first event was around Easter of this year in April, and it was a great success. We saw a lot of new faces. A lot of people that weren't sure about some of the subject matter gave us great feedback to say they were really thrilled with the event, found a lot of good connections, and learned a lot about our community.
I really enjoyed it. I think we also heard a lot of comments that folks really enjoyed the educational format of it as well. So we're really excited to introduce that again, the learning style of the workshop, and then take the ideas and what was gleaned from the day and bring it into the evening for some fun and exploration.
So you want to talk a bit about some of the workshops that are going to be happening? These workshops, in comparison to our first event, I think we can say are even a bit more participatory, if people want to, than our last ones, which I think is kind of fun. So we're hopefully starting our day on a casual conversation style note with the workshop called Kink Over Coffee. The idea is you bring your coffee, you bring your tea and your morning drink, settle in, and it's very conversation style. Let's talk about the basics and the introductory aspects of kink. Sometimes there's language that is daunting and confusing. What does that mean? What does that look like? I hear this thing in my community, but I don't quite understand it. So to really sit around and acknowledge that we all have different learning curves. Some people have more information or more experience than others, and sharing that information really is a benefit to us all. And we'll be really privileged to have BJ Caldwell from the AIDS Committee of Guelph be a part of that workshop to share information around safer sex practices, great information related to kink, and it can be a very fun start to the morning.
I think what's really awesome for participants is that we do a lot to create a safer space. And let's face it, a lot of times people feel awkward about the things that they don't know, or awkward about asking the questions about what they don't know.
My big example is years ago, when I was in first year as a student at Guelph, I went to a Queer Identities Week workshop, and clearly people were more seasoned and knowledgeable than I was in the room, and there was a lot of lingo that I didn't get, and I remember putting up my hand towards the end of the workshop and saying, "Excuse me, what's vanilla?" And there were some giggles in the audience about, you know, that's, I guess, a very simplistic word that everybody kind of knows, but I had to learn it and ask and be a little bit embarrassed. So there's definitely some barriers to even understanding this stuff with language.
Mm-hmm. I mean, certainly it's a little catchphrase that says so much about an idea, but if you were to just see the word, it's not necessarily something that you can just immediately figure out. So it takes a little bit of courage to put your hand up and say, "Can we talk about that word?" That's what we're hoping that the environment is going to really create, is just an openness and a safety where people can get informed. The second workshop is called Tie DIY, and I'm going to be presenting that one. It is basically bondage for beginners. It, I think, demystifies the word from the point of view that simplistic things, just by reducing someone's sensation or their special senses, could be a type of bondage, if you will, that their eyes might be restricted by a blindfold, or using really simple household materials like sewing thread, or the most common example is a silk scarf or a soft scarf. There's a few other things that we're going to explore. Certainly going to have some fun. Definitely safety tips are going to be talked about in a fair bit of detail. And again, participation is voluntary but encouraged, and there will be a bit of a demonstration.
The last workshop is something that I'm particularly excited about because it's even going to be something that I don't have a lot of exposure to, which is bootblacking. And Jay is going to be presenting the third workshop called Reboot as sort of, again, kind of a beginner introductory discussion and demonstration around bootblacking and how to engage with somebody erotically through their boots. Also, a lot of care around boots. And I've even already told people, you have a pair of boots, bring your pair of boots, and you will learn and you will get to participate. It's very fun. You can be engaged. You're not just going to be sitting there and listening the whole time.
I'm excited to present that, for sure.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Mm-hmm.
It's you know, when people think about kink, a lot of the times it can feel scary or just unknown. And we're talking about caring for a pair of boots in a manner that can be erotic and sexy and pleasurable for both the person wearing the boots and the person who's caring for the boots, because it is an exchange of energy between the two folks involved.
I think what we're trying to do throughout all of our workshops and even our party at the end of the day, even thinking about queer identity and culture, people who aren't exposed to it or don't know a lot about it might think about it in very extreme terms. The very most effeminate depiction of a predatory gay man, and you know, those are the stereotypes that we have to deal with, or the biggest, butchest, most masculine looking woman who hates men, and you know, these ideas. So kink can fall under those same difficulties sometimes when people see it in very extreme measures. It's all about chains and ropes and pain and screaming, and well, that's really not a lot of kink. That's not the majority of kink whatsoever. Kink can be playful and fun and about boots and thread.
And laughter.
Yes. So we really want to destigmatize kink and understand it as something that a lot of people are probably engaged in some way, shape, or form, but the language can be scary and the ideas can be scary. But it's all about connecting with people around us in erotic and fun ways.
Mm-hmm. And again, creating that safer space for people to at least have the conversations amongst each other. A lot of times these desires that people have, they're very private desires, and not that they can't remain private, but sometimes it's really good to be able to just exchange ideas with other people, or just to know that there's other folks out there that are kind of intrigued by the same things that they might be intrigued by.
As part of creating that safer space, we're thrilled to be able to do what we did last time at our event, which is have a support person throughout the day so that they can be available if anybody wants to check in about some material, needs to have a break from the space and just to touch base with somebody to talk. We're able to offer that, which is something that we're really excited to be able to do.
Mm-hmm. We're also going to have a number of information boards from various organizations that are supporting the event. Specifically the Guelph Resource Center for Gender Empowerment and Diversity, Guelph Queer Equality,
the AIDS Committee of Guelph, Women in Crisis, and PATIO, a newer group that people might not know about, but it's a newer trans support group in Guelph that's for people who are trans-identified or questioning and allies.
As well as OPIRG, and amongst those information boards, we will have a lot of take-home pamphlets for people to review on safer sex practices, on informed and sexy consent. We will have some take-home information blurbs on do-it-yourself lube, make your own lube, that is hopefully body-friendly to lots of different folks and accessible. We'll also have a chill-out space where if people do need to go and have a private space that they either want to hang out with friends or to spend time with a support person, that they can do that.
So some key features to know about our event are that we really try to work by anti-oppressive politics and create an anti-oppressive space, which is part of creating a safer space. And hopefully that will be kink positive, queer positive, poly inclusive, very acknowledging of the intersections and differences in our community, which makes this community great, and trying to make this event as accessible as we can. So we're thrilled to be able to host this event again at Ed Video, which is a better accessible space. with an elevator and entrance into the building that's really accessible, more accessible washrooms.
Gender-neutral washrooms.
Mm-hmm. And that's also a big thing to know about our space, is that it's an 18-plus space for the day. There are some topics that, you know, are deemed to be of a more adult nature. So just to keep things safer in that regard, an 18-plus day. And the whole day, including the party at night, is alcohol and drug and scent-free. Consent and these topics are better dealt when people are in their sound mind. And it's a bit more fun.
Mm-hmm. There will be a lot of signage around the space in the event, just reminding people what the ethics of the event are and are just critical to the foundation of the success of the event. So the organizers feel pretty strongly about maintaining those ethics so that the space is as maximally safer as possible.
To also give people an idea of what they can expect if they want to attend the day, we have a Facebook event up that's easily searchable. It's the word Sexploratorium. It pretty much is exactly how it sounds, with the number 2 thrown on the end, no space. You can type that into Facebook to search, and the event should come up. You can also access the website that Idelixir has at www.idelixir.com. We're updating the site currently, so it might not be completely up to date, but there's great other resources on the site there. And to give a brief overview, to keep these events running and keep them sustainable, we do ask people to pay a fee to get into parts of the day so that we can cover costs. But we're trying to make them more accessible. So each workshop is a sliding scale of $5 to $8, and the party is, I believe, a sliding scale of $10 to $12. But if people want to come for the whole day, they can pay $20, which gets them a workshop for free. And just to throw out there, because I remember even myself coming into these territories, the things that I would worry about, like, what am I going to wear? Anybody can wear whatever they like to wear. There's no dress code. There's no expectation. Come as you're comfortable and just have a good time as much as you can.
Mm-hmm. We're certainly encouraging folks to wear what they also feel sexy in. We have a little tagline of a little outfit or a lot of outfit, and there's no photography or cell phone use in the immediate workshop space or the immediate party space for obvious reasons. And one of the ethics, of course, for the event is strict confidentiality of those folks who are attending, and that is something that the organizers are also really on top of.
Another opportunity, I'll say, that we're keen to mention is these events also don't run without volunteers. We love doing this as volunteer-based work, and we had great volunteers for previous events, and we're hoping to have some amazing, wonderful volunteers this time. We're predominantly looking for volunteers for our party, so that would run anywhere between 4:30 in the afternoon on Saturday, November 12th, to about 12 or 1 a.m. in the morning. And that's not to say that that's the entire time people are volunteering. If you volunteer for an hour, you can get into the party for free. So we just ask people to volunteer for as much as they can to help us run the event.
If anyone wants to contact us to RSVP for any of the workshops and or the party and or volunteering, they can contact jblackidelixir@gmail.com. And it's just the letter J, the color black, IDELIXIR, and of course @gmail.com.
And if that's not memorable for people, if you can track down our event on Facebook, the creators of the event are the three of us, and then you should be able to privately message any one of us with questions, information, interest in volunteering, anything like that.
So again, Sexploratorium 2 on Saturday, November the 12th at Ed Video at 40 Baker Street, second floor. Use of an elevator is available.
Come and have a good time and delve into your desires.
We'll see you there.